The growing tension between US President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu highlights a deepening rift in their traditionally strong alliance, largely driven by differing approaches to regional issues. Trump, known for his unpredictable nature and America First policy, has shown reluctance to follow Israel's lead on matters that conflict with US interests. This marks a shift from past US administrations that treated Israel as a top priority. As a result, Netanyahu, accustomed to unflinching support from Washington, now faces a challenging and more cautious US partner. One key point of contention has been Trump's decision to halt military action against the Yemeni Houthi movement, a move that caught Israel off guard, especially after an Israeli airstrike targeted Sana'a airport on the same day. Trump emphasized that the US would not take orders from Israel, making it clear that it would not engage in military action unless directly affecting American citizens. This marked a stark contrast to Netanyahu's position, who has sought continued pressure on Houthis as part of Iran's broader regional influence. Trump's policy is to address each Middle Eastern issue separately, avoiding unnecessary entanglements, while Israel insists on an interconnected approach that calls for greater US military involvement. This divergence is also evident in the ongoing Gaza conflict. Trump, under domestic pressure to reduce military involvement, has pushed for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, even involving intermediaries like Qatar and Oman. In contrast, Netanyahu favors continued military action, while Trump believes diplomacy will improve America's global image and reduce both financial and human costs. Trump's discontent with Netanyahu also stems from a personal element. Known for his sensitivity to personal pride and mistrust of others exploiting him, Trump has grown frustrated with Netanyahu's perceived attempts to manipulate US policy. The US president, who sees himself as a pragmatic negotiator, has cut off direct communication with Netanyahu, including firing National Security Advisor Mike Waltz over late confidential discussions with Israel regarding Iran. While the strategic relationship between the United States and Israel is unlikely to collapse, Trump's presidency has marked a shift away from unquestioning support. His prioritization of American interests and independent decision-making has led to a more cautious approach, signaling the end of the era of unconditional US deference to Israel. This shift from reducing involvement in Yemen to pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza reflects a broader change in US foreign policy, suggesting a more calculated and less compliant future in US-Israeli relations.